Spoke at the issue at the end of the shiur yesterday about putting a piece of lemon in tea. Mentioned the distinction between lemons and grapes. It's something called a fruit infusion cup. Have you heard of it? Fruit infusion cup? You heard of it? I never heard of it either until somebody asked me a shout about it on the one of those conference calls. So, apparently you put fruits to make the water taste like the fruit. So, it seems to me it would be permissible even to put grapes in as long as they don't split. Only to call to this distinction, if they split open, that's when the problem is. Not to just give taste. Fine. Let's go to Mishnah Brura in Simin Shin Chof Sivkot Lamed Hay. The Mechaber has a few sifrim on this topic. We read them yesterday a little bit. It's basically Tess all the way till Yud Dalet, all discussing this topic. So the Mechaber says, "Menicha b'chamo keneged amadur v'nifshu mutarin," because the Mechaber is making on the shayla. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Hey, the honest man, "What did the mutl chatchila laniach kemesh b'meil unimoch for soch hakos?" There's no Easter of molded, it's happening by itself. We saw the Mordechai yesterday. So although the Mechabe is Mekel, we are Ashkenazim, we have to be Machmir. Okay? Fine. So I want to open to say the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. There's a lot to say about this topic. I'm reading from in Perek Yud Sifhei. It says you may take something out of a refrigerator in certain situations. Shulchan Aruch said, the Sotah Ramah said no. That's only talking about ice. Ice, which you have enough from it, either eating it or using it as a coolant when it's still a solid, it's considered to be a nolad when it becomes a liquid. What about milk, we don't have any hanor for milk, you're saying, when it's solid, when it's ice. So he says that even when you freeze it, it does not lose its status of a mashka. So you put it into the freezer. People have, they want to freeze the milk. It would be mutter. We'll discuss freezing water to make ice. That's the previous Siv Dali quotes that the Chabina Rav, the Dovah Meshorim, said you shouldn't make ice on Shabbos. Come back to that. Shlomo Zalman says, even if you can't make ice on Shabbos from water, it's permissible to make ice cream, I guess, from milk. Ah, ice cream, you scream, you all scream for ice cream. I just ordered ice cream now from the Kol Malava Malka. We haven't seen any ice cream yet this year. Maybe the camp is getting healthier. That's pshat. Any healthy food. Otherwise, we'd certainly be swimming in ice cream. Okay, fine. So, once a summer, we can have ice cream. So, if you want to make your own ice cream, take there plenty of milk here, make it into ice cream. So, according to Rosh Hashanah, you can do it on Shabbos. Make it Shabbos Shus. Okay? That's what it says over here. That's what it says. Interestingly, this question is not universally accepted. I have the same called the Pisket Shuvis. He's discussed all these matters. Here in Simon Shin Chaf, footnote 138, He says, not so fast, he says. You can melt it, you can also freeze it. Even according to the it should be in a rough. For Richu Harbi Mechabe is Manena Bechidish De, Shestimas Aposkim Shemaskirim, Leitim, Zumanos, Belochas, Elgam Yayin, Mora Lechora, Shaloka Chidish De. Loka Chidish De. Then Rosh Shalom Zalm is an additional Chidish, because we give him Loch Shukarush, Glida, Verotiv Dogim, and Yisrael Amiso, the Mekor Ochel Vashokel. Shlomo Zalman has these two chedushim. Pesach Shimon is not happy with him. Now, where does it say the word Yayin? Where is that? Very nice. He says the words. He's where? Look in the Mishnah Berurah. Shin Yud Ches Sifkot and the Sifkot Kuf Chof. Mishnah Berurah Shin Yud Ches and the Sifkot Kuf Chof. What's there? An ice pack?
Ice pack.
I don't understand. It's sort of ice. It's frozen. You put it back in the fridge. That's half the government.
No. They melt.
Guys, don't let it happen again. Either eat it or put it back before it melts. Let's play it safe. But perhaps it would be mutter kotter b'shlam asal. We'll see. Even by regular water, we'll see later. The Shabina Rav's Chiddush is also not accepted. Shlomo Zalman is saying if you accept the Shabina Rav's Chiddush to ask for freezing water, you shouldn't have to ask for freezing milk. That's a questionable, well, that's true. But the original premise is very questionable. Most posts say you're allowed to freeze water too, which we do in, presumably here too. Ice machine. We'll come back to this. A little slow. Okay, what happens in Shin Yud Ches? So the Mechaber says, that where are we? We're in the right place. Kuf Chof. There is no. One second. Am I supposed to be looking over here? This can't be. I wrote it down the wrong number. Look at the beginning of Sif Shin Yud Ches, the beginning of Sif Tes Zayin. Mutalitein infanda keneged ha'esh mokash ha'atzoleres afal pisha shuman shemod shenigrash chosel limoach. He denies the list of Noah completely. Ramo v'kolshkein k'derash yesh barotav shenigrash shuman limoach eno b'en shari. The Yesh Machmirin, Ran Pergam Etonin, tells you what page to look up, Chav Dal and Dapi Arif, Vinagu Lahachmir, Miu B'mokam Sheyesh, B'mokam Tzorech, Yesh Lizbuch HaSvar HaRishona. So the Ramah passes Nola L'chatchila, and B'mokam Tzorech he's making. Okay? Before we get to any Mishnah Berurah. That's what it says. Yes.
Isn't it possible to read the Ramah, that the Ramah, when he says, Yesh Lizbuch HaSvar HaRishona, he means like his first Svar HaRishona? In other words,
Okay, according to the Ramah, for sure, this X is Shari. It's even more mutter than the Mechaber's case. Okay? V'yesh machmirim, v'nagu l'achmir. Now, either we're machmir, even in this case, or at the very least, the Mechaber's case, which is more chomer. So when he says, v'nagu l'achmir, he can be mekel, has to at least be, maybe he's saying it's only in the Kolshkin case, he's saying.
Ah.
Right. Donnie's suggesting Asvar Rishona. There are much Svar Rishona. What's the case over there? Why is that a Kol Shekein? Why is that a Kol Shekein? The Kol Shekein. What's a Kol Shekein? Says the Hezek Mishnah Berurah Kuf Gimel. The Bezek Shuni Moach Misarev Ashumin Amarotav Ena Nikar. Tamim Mamash Adarmina Aval Nos Tzoch HaKos. Shud Ena Nikar Kshim Moach Rabar Lesoch. Okay, the Shari. Okay, very nice. So, why the Yesh Machmir in that case? Kuf Hei. Sfil de gam bezesh er is anola. Da fil de gdesh a shumen mura bim amara. Flo da mi lo da mine da onos in mura toch a kos. Da osa mein a barad niko klau shnim chu ba kos. Av a shumen shnim chu tzof le mala vniko. So you're suggesting a chiddush, not the way I understood. I thought you should smoke even on the mechaber. And you're saying, pshat, no. Maybe on his first day in the Ramah. What does Mishnah Berurah say? Mishnah Berurah say? The Malkam Tzorach Yishnu Smoch. Hayah the other afilu lechatchila mutter can even do it lechatchila. Why? Ubi the yeved bechol gavni ein lesser. How does he know that that's true? Kuf lamed hey kol zachron al the rebbe. I'm not sure how he knew that was to be true. Not sure. Okay, now but I came by looking for an expression which I haven't found yet, which is Sha'ar Mashkin. Where is that expression? Hold on, right over here. Kuf Lamed Gimel, Sha'ar Tzion, at the end of Sivkotin, Kuf Hei. Okay? He says, Kosra Chodim, Kashal Mayim, O Sha'ar Mashkin, Shanik Ishmael Lamala, Shar the Chuli Amal Amidah, but Mokom Shalai Gil Yatsu Lettuce. Talk about Sha Mashkin. Source, El Yerava. There it says Yayin. There it says Yayin. The Nikosh Kulo also Yesh Machmirim, Ayin Shom. And Logo Tzorok Shabbos. You see, Klar, a Mefurisha Mishnah Brewer against Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Because it talks about Yayin in the same way as Mayin. Follow me? That's a good Kasha. That's what they saw in the Pisker Shuvas, quotes his Kasha. Fine. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, if you normally eat it, it's in the Shemir Shabbos Kolchosa. If you normally eat it when it's frozen, you'll let it melt it. Mikor ochel v'ashto ochel. This is in Shemir Shabbos Kolchosa, not in Perek Yud, but back in Perek Aleph, Sif Mem Gimel. The Perek Aleph is about Bishul, but you know, it comes up this case because this is in Ilchus Bishul, Simen Shin Yud Ches. Where do you get it from? Sifkot Kufchol. Gimel Shabbat Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Over Rishonim Chogon al Baal Sefer Truma, as we saw yesterday. V'gam Tomu Olav Mi Peres Amutarim V'schita. Rabbi Osai, you look a little bit bleary-eyed. Let's open the Ran and see it again. We have to Chaza. If you don't Chaza, forget it. So we have to do a little Chazor in here. Open the Ran, we saw yesterday, see it again. Rabbi Osai, come on, let's go. Open the Ran again. Have to keep reviewing. Right end of the fourth parak. Page numbers I forget sometimes. It's page Samach Ches and ours, and it's Chav Dalam and Alf in the old ones. Let's read it again. Let's read it again. Because the Rambam is the one who says you can even squeeze it in the cup like there's no sefta. Fine. Okay? There's no lav no little. And then he says like this. Lo domi lemashkin shizavu. So what's going on over here in the Rambam? Apparently, he's worried about two different things. No, it's a muksa, beitza shenol to be yantif. It also seems to worry about mashkin shezavu, which we know is another yisur. Right? If you remember the beitza that beitza and gimel, the 2 separate yisurim. One is muksa, one is mashkin shezavu. Mashkin, we spend a lot of time on the very beginning of the year. Right over here with the kubam gimel beitz. That's called mashkin shezavu. He's worried about both, right? Lav nolad hu, but mashkin shezavu. It's not like either of them. Why? So both know that a mashkin zavu is when it goes from ochlin to mashkin, but when it goes from mashkin to mashkin, not I, but it's frozen solid like a rock. The halacha says to the physicist, very nice, Mr. Dr. Physicist, my rabbi halacha say it's a mashkin, rock solid. It's a mashka. and therefore it's no halachic problem, not mashna zavah, not nola. Fine. I will say for a true makasuv that asura mishum nola umukta. Now, why are the two expressions here? I don't know. What's there on the side that changes the text? Tess? Shulchan Aruch mashna lo goris lei. Okay, we'll see soon. Maybe it means nola and mashna shazavu. I don't know. The Yosalitin Kedera Shakar Shem Nunisa Kedera Madura Mishun de Mekar of the Kofwi, the Aksham Nimcha, Fanasa Tzalu. Fitamo Afachama Osir Hashuman de Nolo. So on the side it says, Yud quotes the Ran, Sefer Chuma Shanis, Mishim Muktel, Mishim Bore, Borek appears Rashi, Hashuman Yotze Mutter, Shulchan Aruch Rav. Says the Sefer Chuma says the Yisim Hashem Borei, wow, but the Shuma is Yotzei also mitam Gzeira. Logan Avraham Shin Ches Mem Beis, wow. They're suggesting that the Isser fundamentally is an Isser of Molin Borei, but the Asid B'diyeva Mishum Gzeira, like a Meister Shabbos kind of an Isser almost. Okay, fine. Again, the same conundrum what the Chuma meant. Hikshlev Ramban. Here's we get to the most important part. The Shuma came to the Olam Ochalhu. I feel the rasik for this mutter. What's he saying over here? We saw before the first mandama said, "I don't care if my move from solid to liquid." Halakhli was always a liquid. Now Rambam is saying in this case, halakhli it's always a solid. The peperis salav neischid and then it's soft and also the chatchila feel the tutem rimon oyel to meyatz mekolshen oyel the lech ochlin mutter. Ah, it changed from solid to liquid. No. The physicist says it's a liquid, Allah says it's a solid. See it too. The figure caused the kolega, the osim, the emailer, the bechamer, the kenegar, the madura, shari. Why it started as solid, ended as solid. Says the Ran to defend the Sefer Truma. Ain't the kushetzli. The shuman ze. Kevin the kosman shalom korash zov vitzolalu. Before it froze, before it congealed, it was a liquid. Vidako bekach. Afkisha korash. Even when it congealed, and now it can be considered a food, kipayrus omdum the mashkin damu, go back to its natural state at room temperature, it will presumably be a liquid. So in other words, the payrus, sharp payrus, we say was a solid, is a solid. That's a halachic statement because it never was a liquid, but here it's thought as a liquid. And its room temperature state is a liquid, and it congeals. So when it congeals, it's a solid. Now it's a liquid. So it's going to say, mature is a problem, though. Ad kan divrei Ran. Okay? We just chaz it again. Fine. Says the Mishlem Mazama like this. Mishlem Mazama like this. The Rabban has the kasha. The Ran gave a teretz. Okay? Fine. So what happens if, in fact, it's nechal when it's korosh? If it's Nechel and it's Koresh, he's saying that the Sefer Truma and the Ran will agree that it's Mutter. Why is it Aser over here? Because when it's congealed, it's called a solid. When it melts, it's called a liquid. And that's what's a problem. But in that case, referring to a situation in which when it's solid, presumably it's not being used. So therefore, it has a status of solid, and now it becomes a liquid. But, apparently, if it's eaten or consumed while it's congealed, then it would be permissible. I'll just read you the words of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman one more time. Again, I'm reading to you the words. They ask Akasha against her, and the Ran gave it to Eretz. Gam said Bal Sefer Truma lo os el b'shuman shein darko leha ochel ela achas sheni moach lefichach koshiv kipeiros haomdim lemashke, right? Because now it's not usable, it's going to melt and be used. So it's like peiros haomdim lemashke, it's the equivalent of that. L'chein af, yeah. So therefore, mizmanenu in the case where regilin lecholak shu korish, she got regilin shelo la'av shiro. Mistabe de Shari. That's what he suggests. Let's look at the base mayor. and then Shin Yud Ches, and then Egle, that's what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, and then Rabbi Neubert adds, look at the Egle Tal. Okay, so we'll have to see what all this means. Mekitzer. The Beis Meir is quoted, I don't have a Beis Meir here, I have one at home, but I didn't bring it, but Egle Tal quotes it. You gotta love Achachamim. They argue in Akotza Lakotza. We gotta love it. Watch this. This is in Dosh, Sif Koton, Lamed Zayin. Egle Tal Dosh, Sif Koton, Lamed Zayin. Oh, yeah. Is it, I have it also?
No, I have it. Right.
Okay. You look it up, End of Simon Shin Yud Ches, and I'll read from the Egle Tal. If I'm misreading it, you let me know. Thank you. Egle Tal says, Abel Dogen Abel Tugonen Bechema. It's near Sifkot and Lama Zayin. It's called Sif Yud Ches, near Sifkot and Lama Zayin. Abel Dogen, it's page Knaz in our print. Abel Dogen Abel Tugonen Bechema Mutter Lechatchila Lamidim Vechama O Kenegan Amadura Kneshi Foshir Hachema Venechoshish. Because of the base smash in Yud Ches, Dogen Abel Tugonen Bechema, you can certainly put it in a hot place. Don't worry about the fact that the butter melts and becomes milk. As Nolad, as Ramaz Machmin, Shinyut Ches, Sif Tezayin, the lesser. Why? Ramban Esekasha, Shuman Leolam Ochalu, we just said that a minute ago, Varan Tirith, the Shuman, Derech Achiloso, Kshuni Moach, Kepeva Shomda the Mashkin Dami, we just saw the Ran, Avochema, Shederech Achiloso, Kshikrusha, butter you have on a solid. Chulam Ashar. That's exactly what Shlomo Zalman said. The Beis Meir said it first. Udvarav Temuin. You must love Agadolim. What's he going to say? The Adarabba. Bogam Ramban Acholik Moda the Yasser. Davi Nolad Gomor. You got to love Agadolim. Why is this worse than the Ramban's case? Brilliant chap. The chemoich mecholav the mishiva mashkin. Yad shachadam. Right? So, ches is cholav. Because man shu korish ochalu, goes with quotes, except the taras. And if a gamaram ban mode, the kshanasa me ochal mashka minolat, that's true. It's true. And the Ramban says, you have shelling, the snow melts. It's not nolat. Why? Show you Karush, even it was Karush towards Mashkin Olav. But Chema Kush is Ochaluk. Eat it. It's exactly the opposite. At the end of the day, he's Mater like the Beis Meir Vlad Mitame. I'm not going to go into that right now because it's a little too long. Okay, so far so good. So back to our situation. What is it? It's a Shlomo Zalman. Doesn't hold from this Egle Tal. He says, look, even though it's one of the seven mashkim, who cares? Who cares? As long as you eat it, the body you eat, it's going to be considered an ochel for our purposes. It's true, as Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, the Machzis HaShekel, if you want to look it up, in Sifkotten, Shin Yud Ches, Sifkotten Membeis. Let's take a quick look. We'll have a regular Shulchan Aruch. Open up Shin Yud Ches. At the end, Sif Tezayin. Okay, when the Ramah says "Piyesh Machmirim," there's a long, long Mogan Avram. Can't read the whole Mogan Avram here, but the Machz HaShekel in commenting on the Mogan Avram Membeis, he says as follows: Let's sing it. Kenyeshi Zora Bedogim Sharote Vumorak Shalem Korush. You have fish, you know, the what the word to use for it? The fish gravy, if you want to call it. It becomes congealed. So the Machz HaShekel wants to say that it is prohibited. Shlomo Zalman says that was then. They didn't eat it. Today, they eat it. They ate the when I grew up in my mother's house, they used to like, there was a delicacy. The kind of congealed, huh? Mayor, you too? Oh, see. I don't think these days, I don't know what goes on anymore. But apparently in Reb Shlomo Zalman and Shari Chesed, it was a delicacy too. And then the Machta Shekel time in Poland, it wasn't. Okay, so things changed by the generations. Adkan, the era of Reb Shlomo Zalman, Arbach over here. Fine. Interestingly, Reb Osai, we have a funny minig at our house. After my mother's been hugging, I'll tell you my been hugging. In my house, we like to have the wine very cold. So you put it in the freezer. This way, you know, if it's less of an impact on you, it's okay. It's a shtick. The question becomes, what happens if the wine freezes? According to Mishlema Zalman, there's no problem. That wine is its own. Well, what if it only from Mishlema Zalman? So, okay. So, very nice. If it freezes, we try to get the timing right. It shouldn't freeze. It should be just before freezing, a little slurpy. What if it freezes? So can you take it out and just wait for it to melt? Shmir Shabbos Kachasa talks about it. He quotes the Eglei Tal. It's in Perek Yud. In Perek Yud. Ha'ora Tess, I believe it is. Okay. He quotes a Dovid Mishorim about not freezing ice, but he adds Eglei Tal, Dash, Lamed Vav, Chav Tess. It's right in front of us. You come in there, Lee. What did it say over here? What did you say? Eglei Tal, Dash, Lamed Vav, Chav Tess. But here it's Os Chav. Os, I'm not sure what Chavtes means. By me, it's the last paragraph on the last one is Chavav. It must be a typo. It should be Chavav. What is it? Chavtes? I think it's a typo. There's almost no typos in the Sefer. They went over 100 times. It took years. I think this is a typo. The top line in the footnote on page Kuf Chavav in the new edition. What does the old edition say? I'm just curious. Okay. They come over there every day they talk of love in my print. The Mayim Shenikrashu V'Nasu Kfar Frozen V'Chazu V'Nimelchim B'Shabbos the Mutarin Duma the Masha Amen Beit Zedek Chavav V'Beis and Muksa L'Chatzi HaShabbos Hachanam and Nola L'Chatzi HaShabbos. Meridik. So if the wine freezes and melts, should be no problem based on this Shemir Shabbos Kachasa based on the Eglei Tal. Eglei Tal. Bein HaShmash was a mashke, and it came in Ochel, assuming that way, against Reb Shlomo Zalman. Fine. It's interesting, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, right over here in Perek Yud, Ha'orah Tess, is discussing this serious question. He writes over here like this. Oh. You shouldn't put ice in a empty cup to use the water. Over the osakane, right? Asura mishtia lechol shima shacher. Minigar Ramo, right? Mr. Brewer, Rabbi Osai. Simon Shin Yud Ches, if cotton kuv zayin. What does Mr. Brewer say? Welcome, sir. Behind the oz, I feel the chatchila mutter. Uvid the yevet, the chol gavni ain lesser. It goes from one extreme to the other. The chatchila, you can even melt it, and the makom tzarich even melt the chatchila, and b'di'eved, even if it's not a sheis tzarich, you don't have any tzarich, it's still going to be mutter. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Simchat and Kuf Zayin. Okay, ulam tov yaseh im yimonim l'shtamish mehem im omnam yesh l'mayim achem l'shtia. Okay, Reb Shlomo Zalman says over here, "Ki mashe kaza shibeit b'shnebruah kuf zayin to be yed b'chol gavne and lesser kavanoso dalko legavi apashtida sham." Aber benir nidan shal apsharas kerach shapi yesh lomad dechol sheyesh lomayim acherim and lishtos lechatzchila mekerach shenivshru. What's the difference, presumably? The difference is that water is water is water. You have other water. It's all the same. So why should you rely on this cooler if you have other water? Water, water everywhere and many drops to drink. So why should we so make it? Comes to Vashtida, this kugel, that kugel, it's different. Everyone's kugel is different. That's another kugel. I want my kugel. So that's the distinction actually is drawn between kugel, which is the gravy is melting, and water. Pasha Pshat is that way. How do you define tzorech? Where's the expression come from? I saw over here in the Sefer Pesukei Teshuvos. Sifkat and Yud Gimel. What's Makom Tzorech? What do the words mean? He says over here, what's Makom Tzorech? He says like this. Bittul on Shabbos. You always have to have it for Tzidot on Shabbos. Kavod Orchim. In Yoredeya, those two are compared. Orchim, Tzorech Shabbos, Bittul on Shabbos. Fine. Very good. Now the Magen Avraham says something very, very strange. I can't read the whole Sifkot and Membeis. I'm going to read a little piece of it, a tiny piece of Shinyut Ches Membeis. The Magen Avraham says in the middle of this piece, watch this. The Nirali, if you have my print, on page Ayin Ches, it's the last few narrow lines. The Mutlina Pashtida Kodam Shusa Katana. You'll have to put the kugel there when the congealed is going to melt. Before the fire is lit. Before the fire is lit? Who's like a fire on Shabbos? Skira! What's the answer? What was the answer? They did it to a guy. In Europe, it was freezing cold. And it's found in the Hakol Cholim Eitzel HaKor. They would always have goy putting on this the furnace. And if you put the kugel before the goy put on the furnace, and it's going to melt, that's okay. As you see in Sof Simon Reishon and Gimel, that feel the nose and kedera, kolam shuzakata, hat husap, potter avalosser. Koshkanoch, the ishmatir, and the nafilik akash husap. Cholapoch, the ishahat, the konish husap. Fine. Freck the halig of prima godim. Wait a minute. Before husak is relevant, was the Isa Pu'ula, and Isa Maisa. But the Ramah is discussing over here, an Isa of Nol and Amuksa. Who cares? If you put it there before or after the fire was put on by the guy. Pilei ploim. So I'm reading the Purimi God. First he says, calls upon a miris, Masha the Nolad or Mashkan Shazavu trade time we have. Omish Nolad, Omish Gozu Shema Yitzchot Apanimog Yatzvo. That's what it sounded like a little bit in the round as we saw. He mentioned it, okay. Therefore, he wants to magia nolad o mashkin shezavu, okay. Fine. Then he says, "Kolos gatana lo avinosi to la mitam bishul chasin ala ki mitam nolad afilu nicho bechamas neish machmirim could be os men. You can't even put it in the sun. So how is it going to help to put it near a fire before the Goy lit the fire? That doesn't work. That's the kasha of the Prima Godim against the Rogan Avraham. Everyone with me so far? That's his kasha. It's a gavaldig kasha. A gavaldig kasha.
No, but here we could say that because it was before he lit the fire, so it's the maisa of the goy that's making it.
Yeah, but it's not Issa maisa. It's Issa muksa. It might have come here. You put it in the sun. It's the maisa of the sun. The Kodesh Baruch put it in the sun.
I put it in the sun. Here, there was nothing here.
Very good. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. On this basis, because it is kasha, I read you again. We go back to the Pesukei Teshuvos. He writes as follows: "Vim ena manicha b'makom cham, ela motziya mi'amakpi. What's the makpi? The freezer. U'manicha al shulchan, yesh shekos v'she'ein v'zeh shem chashash. Even according to the Rama, who says so, the close of the Rebbe, the Tzitz Eliezer, Oz Nidbru, Shevet Alevi. Big people saying that. Wow." Amazing. You know why? Molid. Not Nolad, Molid, that's what we're worried about. Now, within the Sefer Truma, we saw a contradiction. The word in the actual original it said nolad. The Rush calls it as molded. Those are my version of the Torah. It's pointed out by the footnote on the bottom, the Shin Yud Ches, Sivkotin Kuf Chaf Aleph, and then what they call the Hagos Ve'Aros. Excellent work over here. Oh, here it is. It's page Tov Yud Zayin. B'Sefer HaTshuva HaLashon HaVinola. That's how the Ram quotes it. Okay? And the Beis Yosef holds that way. Het and the Sina Tov HaKosu B'Chad HaVigroma V'Yalma U'Mi'elev U'Nimcha Nostok Yayin K'shaborad Nimcha El Osu Arav U'Misbatla B'Yayin Shabikos Eino Nikar Roshan Rashi Nimoch Me'elev Ida Roshan Molit Nu. He wants to say that's not really Nolda the Mukta, Domil the Malacha. So the Rosh would argue on the Ran. The Torah says Nolda, he says Molid. It's a conundrum which we can never get out of because it's just contradictions all over the place. But that's where I found it in print. What bothered us, I found it in print. Now, please turn to the Mishnah Berurah here in Sivkotin, Shin Yud Ches Sivkotin, Kufhe. This is important. Mishnah Berurah, Shin Yud Ches, Sivkotin, Kufhe. Watch this. Kufhe. It's where small little Kufchav Tes. A little started a bit earlier. Alright, let's start from the beginning already. Yesh Machmirim. Sfilu Daka Ramazesh Haris and Nolod. I feel the Bekadera Shashum and Muruvim and Morak. Lo Domil Adarmina Avanos to call a Kos. Here's the Nika, here's Nika. Fine. I feel the Anika Bechama Shir Nimcha Gam Kenos to Dezu. Pashup Shai, you put it in the sun. Because in Yisrof, Nolod, Beis Yosef and Natan, says the Beferish. I feel Yesh Machmirim. Ain't a Ozakim Kshayesh Harbe Shuman Al Pashtida. Shakshayya Nimoch Yazav Lachutsi Minka Bifne Asma. Al Dem Ain Al Pashtida Kokach Shuman. Oshay Mino Kokach Burichuk Mocha Minachom. Shoya Nimoch Achi Yazav Lachuts. Al Maat Nimenu. Yen Nimoch Besocho. Levad. O Am Hishnich Lachuts Kashuman Shalom. Mutu Lacham Pashtida Lachuli Alma. Ah, Shadai Nifsha Vazavi Bosa Hashuman Shabatocho. Davamuru. Vishal Lachuli Alma. Yeah, a small amount. Rabosai, you're allowed to cook a small amount. That's also the Rabbana. But still, since we do it, just ignore a small amount. Why should that be? Small amount. Alter Rebbe says, Ein Ochoshev Klum. On this basis, this beautiful Sefer I have here, Sefer Shabbos Kealocha, written by a Chassid Chabad, he always quotes from Alter Rebbe. Al the Rebbe is one of the Gevaldig Astronomy, the Mishnah Berurah quotes on every page. It's in Siv Chavav the Rebbe. So here he says, in Siv Tes, in Siv Kotten Ches, on this topic, he says, I think it's Perek Yud Zayin, he says that what if you have soap? Some people think that soap, using soap, is a problem of Nola. It changes from a solid to a liquid. That's what some people say. The question will be, it's a small amount of soap. What's the problem? It's a small amount. Man, bavua b'tam ahead that came as a davar mut ain't a chosh of klum mut and out the rebbe's lashem and seal the maiden. Shagdaris davar mut ain't a nim that is bekavus shazav al tliya be'echus or bechashivus. So for the davar choshev, it's not called davar mut. So therefore, harochet yoda b'sabon b'ofen shirak mat nimen and nimas mikema shemishtamish b'pol b'davar mut shenimoch. Chosu etzel v'yosur. Ooh. Assuming that the history of soap is there. Some would say soap is mutter, there's 10 different issues for soap, mamachek, whatever. If you hold the history of no, it's only a little bit, it will not help you. And therefore, he says over here as follows. Listen carefully to this.
I guess
if you take a bar of soap and you make it into a liquid when it goes on your hands, that's what he's talking about. That's my assumption. Okay? What?
He says it is a problem.
He says it is a problem. I'll know that. Even a small amount doesn't help. Now watch this. Can you put lachnis kubiyot kerach lekos reka v'larot alehem mashke? Yeah, you take ice cubes and pour water over it. What are you saying? What do you say? He said, you know, the best thing to do is put the mashkan first and then put the ice in afterwards. Avada. The chaladeus. But to pour water over it, he suggests over here, maybe it's not a problem. Why? Only a tiny bit will melt before you pour the water over it. And here the hetter of davar mut will work. I put in ice, and I probably put my Coca-Cola on top of the ice. On the rocks! Yeah? But the amount that melts is infinitesimal, is minuscule, it's not kosher. Yes, sir? You were saying you're being molded?
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know. They still mold you put it next to a fire. If you put it in room temperature, it's not considered to be molded. So here also,
so the water
if I care is cold in the room temperature. Think.
But it's
going to be warmer than ice. It's going to be melting ice. Yeah, so what's the air in the air warmer than the ice?
Yeah, the water they
point out is, yeah. Maybe. He doesn't seem to have a... Let me, I'll read it again. He says in the previous... Lishpoch... Oh, interesting thing. You never see someone, they give you ice, and then all the ice cubes stick together. It's a big zhulob. Can't fit into your cup. Lishpoch maima te'akubiot shenibbukun kudela freedom. Okay? In pipurat ha-shvicha ha-asrin mavis, rak ma'at mi'akerech mutter. Okay? But if osri v'pul azul de'gom na'avos has kamut chashuva, should stay away, consider memes bi'adayim. He said memes bi'adayim. But if it's only a small amount, even if it's bi'adayim, it's still mutter. That's what he says. Even if it's bi'adayim, it's still mutter, a small amount. Okay? That's what he says over here. Fascinating. Now, Rabosai, it's a very strange thing in Simon Shin Chof again, Sif Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Let's open up the Shulchan Aruch, see what it says. Shin Chof, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. Shin Chof, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. Yud Aleph. So the Zohar B'Chor, Shlo Yitol Yodav B'mayim, Sheshem Sheleg O'Borod, Yitol Yishol Yitchem, Yodav Shol Yeh Merasik. Yud Beis. Yeshi Zohar, Shlo Yishav, Shem Yodav B'melach, what is this? What is this? B'melach, Mr. Brul Amelches, Hatam Kanal B'Shelag U'Borot, the Gambazay is Havim Mayim, and they are Shifshuf. What? You squeeze the hand and salt, it's going to turn into a liquid. Huh? Huh? What? Amazing. I don't know what he's talking about. That's what it says. That's what it says. So now, Rabosai, we have a big problem. The Mechaber Siftes, Hashel Yabar and Meraskin also on the Hainush, the Shavram, the Chatiris, the Achatir, she's over here. I will know, say no, the Toch Koshal Yain of Mayim, when the Moch, may Eilo and the Choshish. What did he ask against the Rambam and the Tosefta? He asked pressing on it in the cup, right? Meferish. Meferish. Mechaber asks it. No, the Mechaber in Sif Yud Aleph asks it again. Look at B'Aloch Yud Aleph. I'm going to run the Matirin, the Rastik, B'Toch HaKos, Gam B'Zeh Shari. And there are such Matirin. Who quotes those Matirin? Let's see in the Mishnah Brura. Sif Kon Lamedal. Yesh Matirin, I feel the Rastik, B'Yadam, B'Toch HaKos. Who said so? Poskim, B'Shem HaTosefta. One of those Poskim has to be Rav Moshe Ben Maimon. Pretty good Poskim, if you ask me. Poskim and Tosefta. I mean, what about the Rambam? Left the chopped liver at the Rambam. Why is it only a Poskim? Whatever. Okay. Poskim? Okay. Rambam and many other Poskim. Good. Okay. Okay. So as the Pirbalacha said, if that's the case, this prohibition would not, of Sif Yud Aleph, would not apply either. But since we seem to be Machmer on this Shaila, are you allowed to? Ein Lacha B'Zeh. There's a Hetikah about Kama V'Kama Rishonim. So therefore, you can't be dochek the mayim. You can't be dochek the melach either. And what about sugar? Sugar and salt, same thing. So the question becomes, right? May you squeeze the sugar in the cup? may even stir it, it's a question. Certainly squeeze it, let's say you have a sugar cube, you press it with your spoon against the cup. You're under water. You're in the tea. Yeah, but according to the Mechaber, it doesn't help. I'm a Maimonidean. Father Rambam. Yeah, okay, so, but not everyone is a Maimonidean. It's a problem. How does the Piskei Tshuvos to the rescue? Piskei Tshuvos, once again, is going to rescue us. Let's see what he says. Here in Shin Chaf, where am I? There he is. Shin Chaf. Okay. Sivkot and Chaf and his Sefer. Here we go. Ooh. He says as follows. Arbe v'kabas ha-melach. Mishabruah says it's no good. Mishabruah lamed ches. Depends on the back of lamed vav. Be'alach and Yizar is machmir. Kosu l'tmo ha-gdoli ha-chronim. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, of course. Yeah. Yesh la'ayah, they put sugar in the tea. Okay. And they shouldn't be allowed to pour the water on the sugar. Okay? And the Orcha Shulchan, more moderate. Also, the Rasik Atsuka Bekaf Cotton Besocha Kos. All the men is harmers there. They had sugar cubes in those years. I don't know if they had ground. I think so. Do a history study 100 years ago. Right? Sugar cubes. And they take the spoon and. Well, sugar cube won't release the taste in the tea. You got to take a spoon, wait till it melts by itself, the tea will be cold by then. Yeah. Okay, how can it be? Yeah, so how do you answer this? Well, there must be some kind of an answer.
If we say that the svara is bitter,
right?
If it takes me mainless to really understand the question, because here you're doing it by a
night. Correct.
But if we say that it's because it's bitter, so now even it's under the water, so it's
you're 100% right. But the problem is that the Mishnah Berurah and the Berurah Machmer for the Shita, that squeezing on the water is not allowed against the Rambam. So he gives an interesting answer. He quotes it here from Chayadam. Tzuker le'olam ochelu. Four words. What does that mean? Why is it different than ice? What's the pshat? Tzuker she'tenasa la'amiso k'shu b'lo tarovus mayim v'nozum klal. Are they shifshuf bechozik? Are they nahanochels? We got with kliyavish aleish. The olam lo yahapech lenozel shenirach v'nishbach imashke. It will not pour like water. Are they yishar yavish v'yisarif or yeyos? It's smig kedona like wax. Ul olam tuchal asos to roll like meal v'shtia. Lachen shame oichol olav afilu acham asosa. Lachen afilu v'miso b'mayim chamim and shag bo yisem olav v'nolav. Ki pulas ha-mayim and it also says etzem asuka lemashke ela goremes lafrada daka meod asher me'arbeves es asuka v'ak lehete b'mayim as opposed to kerach shetemisem b'chom gam b'lotar ovas mayim v'noz l'mklal yapoch l'shuma l'shema v'kerach l'mayim asher nasa nozli ken shtia haro l'gmiyam k'mashke shapesh shayach b'em yisabol v'nolad. Fascinating. Sugar will remain sugar, a machal, no matter how, because without the water, it will never turn into a real liquid. Very nice. I like this chiluk. I'm very happy with this chiluk. Very happy. Very happy. Very happy. Baruch Hashem. I hope it's true. Okay, fine.
Really?
Yeah. Or never ask what it means. I'm not sure what it means either. Rabosai, let's look at the Taz. Sivkot and Yud. Shin Chof and Taz, Sivkot and Yud. Give a look. Something very interesting here. This could be very relevant come the winter, Rabosai. Shin Chof, Sivkot and Yud and the Taz.
It's supposed
to be
also
helped
with instant coffee.
Yeah, he actually says the word coffee, but I don't like drinking coffee. That's why I left it out. Better off. Yes. Sugar in this. We make a lot of sugar, even though the dietitian was there. But coffee, yes, he does mention coffee in the same breath. I left it out three times. Okay, fine. I almost said it three times. I kept saying, I almost said coffee. intellectual honesty. I cannot tell a lie. Once you bring up to my attention, good. Mechavi Yud Gimel. Doreis Shelag Baragla Venachosh. You can walk on snow in the winter and don't have to worry about it. Taz of Cotton Yud. Nira. The Afa Gav Sheyev Shelo Yenemoch. Hepsikresha. Mikol Galogosu Bezeb. Came in the Yevshali Zorim Bezeb. Bimosacha. What are you going to do? The Chol Oretz Yikach Malek for a glid. From an Alayim Emlacha Benimas HaShalek Shom. What are you going to do? Stay home for the whole winter on Shabbos. There was snow covered everywhere. The Taz lived in Poland. It was very cold. And Mother Hashem told me that when it snowed and when she grew up near Krakow, when it snowed, the first snow, the ground was covered with snow until Pesach. What should you know? We think that Krakow is like New York. It's not. If you do the all with your latitude on the map, no, it's like maybe Montreal or something. Yeah, that's it's higher up, right? So it's Yevsha. It's impossible. You won't be able to walk the whole winter. Impossible. What does he say over here on Sif Yudalit? Marami Rutenberg. Give a look at this. Marami Rutenberg. Hoya Matil Lahatil Meraglayim B'Shelek V'Rosh, who's his Talmud, Hoya Nizar. In those days, there were not toilets everywhere, and you know, okay, you know, it is what it is. So, but if there's shelag everywhere, machlok is the maram, and it's time of the rush. Says the Taz Yud Aleph, the Torah of Tama, Shemadameel the Drisa Saraglayin, Shedoris Venachoshesh, Badoni of your Rosh Kosav, Shedoris Venachoshesh, Saraglayin, Kayadeh Hashesen, Vadani Moach. What does that mean? What does that mean? I think the pshat is, Rabbi Osai, when the Torah is saying, the Torah is in effect saying that Shesen is Vada Nimoch. And what about stepping with your foot? It's not Vada Nimoch. The Torah said earlier in Yud, Alpha Gav the Yevshali Nimoch Lepsik Resha. So it's contradictory between Yud and Yud Aleph. It's also. Same trick again. If you walk in the snow, some bit of snow is going to turn into water. Mashu. But it's only a Dovah Mu'ud. That's how I understood. Dovah Mu'ud. But on the other hand, by Mashtin, apparently it's worse. Okay? Now, it's interesting. Let's look at Rashi. Back to the beginning of the sugya. Rashi and the Nalaf and base. Rashi and the Nalaf and base. Yes? The Maram is matter everything. It says it's Malkum Tzorach and it's matter everything.
So he's not
given the Maram. I guess not. The whole thing is about the Maram. Take a look at the Lashon of Rashi. We glossed over it before. Nun Aleph Amud Beis. What does Rashi say over here? Shezuva Meima Vishem Dekom Olad B'Shavas V'Dom Elim Locha Shabor Yamayim Ha'elu. I asked you a question. Which of the 39? So, you may say schita, because we're learning schita, I mean, that's what we're doing over here. That could be a possible pshat. Could be a possible pshat. However, Achronim suggests it doesn't mean any of the 39. You may be a tzira chadasha. He quotes the Sheva Levi. This is the Sheva Shabbos, called the Talmud of the Sheva Levi. Shemamtzi dava chadash. And then he quotes Rabbi Eliezerov. Know that name? Anybody know that name? Nobody knows the name? When I was in Karabiyavna, he was gave the halacha shia. Obviously, before your time. I have one, no, I didn't have much to do with him. I was just a kid, and he was teaching the smicha guys, the oldest guys. You ever see the came up put a thing called Mora halacha? What's it called? Mora? It's a kid they put out kuntras. No, your alumni can't even know what it's called. Mora ba'halacha. Put it by KBY. None of us saw it. You didn't see it even? Ask your father if he saw it. Gevalt. The KBY loyalists haven't seen it. Mora ba'halacha under Rabbi Eliezerov. I remember him. I mean, I saw him a whole year coming in and out. He was with us. He used to come on Mondays in the morning. He was with us when the Six-Day War broke out. And you saw the way he was davening. Whoa! And we had a famous story when the Tsar went off on the second day of the war. We ran middle of Pesukah Dezember to the Meklat. He was with us. He was an Ish Tzadik Ma'od, a tremendous Tzadik. Think about Baran Lichtenstein, he was a Davin in his little minion in his house, and they lived there near Baran Zatzal. So he was a great, great man. So he quotes a language from the Morer Alachav Karen B'Yavne. Doesn't say it's from Karen B'Yavne, but it's okay. It says, what's the problem? Yitziras Dvorim Chadoshim. It's also a Kodesh Baruch and B'Sheish Me'Bereshis. We can't do, whatever you do, something new. It's a new Yisra Molet. Says the Sefer Shabbos Kalacha, that depends upon Das Bnei Adam. And if you ask a person, well, did he take snow and make it into water? So in Das Bnei Adam, if he walks, the answer is no. If he's mashtin, the answer is yes. So it's not so much a matter of quantity, but it's a matter of perception, Rabosai. Perception. That's a pretty good svara that he has. Then he quotes over here, Rabosai, the Prima Godim, Mishpat Zov, Sifkot Yud, on the Taz that we just learned. The Mishpat Zov, Sifkot Yud, let's look at the words carefully. It's only one line. Sikresha, but the Rabbana Nami Aser. So the problem becomes, how do you walk on the snow? So situation by the Rabbanim is normally is aser, but over here you can't. There's nothing to do. Nothing to do. If it'd be a daraisa, would be a big problem. Stay home. Or he wants to suggest, no, he's not makel by every the Rabbanim. Only this. It's a kalma. Oh, some deny the whole thing in the first place. Then and only then is he makel by a situation the Rabbanim the yevshli zog. It's not a real iser. But realistic Rabbanan, maybe no. Maybe no. And then he quotes the Eshel Avram Buchach. Buchach. We have some relative of ours, maybe was a Buchach Adayan. Shraga Pavel Levi Willing. We don't know how we're related. But here's from the Eshel Avram, the Buchach of Ov. Choshev Talmud Chacham is one of many beautiful svarim. So over here is as follows. Look, he says, if all this Hashnawi Mubland and the Shelleg, so he says, Mashkev Olof Kochel, whee! Whatever it may be. He says like this. Oh. He says like this. If it's not a Hedra Rabbi Shelleg, no Kpeda, Kalacha Yad, Uvid Rabbanon, Gam Sikration Mutter, Ve'en ha'miskaven. What do you mean? Kalach hayad? That's what he says. Kalach hayad. That's a little strange. Kalach hayad, Rabbanan, Kamsik Reish is mutter. That's the lashon of the Eshel Avram. I'm not sure what that means exactly. Isn't there the Psik Reish l'nikolei? Right? Psik l'nikolei. He cares about what's going on when the snow. We passed and I thought, it's not mutter by all the rabbanans, plus a double the rabbanan. So of course the question becomes, why is any hashtana b'shelag aser? Should we have psikration lo nichle by the rabbanan? That's my kash. Mavadit's famous rule, right? So what are you worried about over here? Meikel b'shelag aser. Should be mutter b'shelfi. So, in the Sefer Shabbos Kalach, well, maybe it's not considered to be Kilach Hayad. This is the whole famous question. The action you do is normal, but the way in which it's achieving the goal, that's no way that the goal is achieved. That's a long, long, long discussion, which we can't go into right now. So I want to end with this. We mentioned the Dovei Meisharim, the Shabbin Rav, who asers making ice on Shabbos. So the Shmir Shabbos quotes over here in Perek Yud Heora Yudal Dovim Meisharim. Okay, and he says even the Ramban who argues the Sefer Truma, why? Because the ice that you plan to melt is treated like a liquid even when it's still ice, but if you freezing water, it's not Kamashko, it's a Mishnah Taras Piskei Tshuvas. Says maybe he needs to remold it. But then he says, and this again, Piskei Shuvos is going to bail us out at the end of the day, footnote 170 in Simon Shin Chaf, Rabba Meim, who argue with him, and they say he's wrong, even according to the Ramot Smuter, because this, you're making ice can't stand by itself. If you put it in the air, it'll melt. It's just artificially being frozen. Nafkamina, 174, the ice machine. Mechonot miyuchadot asiyot kubiyot kerach. Right? And therefore, what's going to happen? So if it starts an electrical circuit right away, it's a problem. But let's say in ours in camp, it's not that right away. It's true, you make some hear the motor go on. You take out a little ice for the meal, for that, you don't hear the motor going on right away. It's like a refrigerator. Going later on, we pass that smutter. It's called a psikresha de grama. It's based on the shulta gibora. It's like opening a refrigerator. It's gonna happen later on, but that's not your main kavana. We pass that is mutter. That is mutter. He quotes in here the Shabbos kalachim from the Nishma Shabbos that I have over here by Rabbi Harfenis in Williamsburg. Schita simin reishon on aleph. The Chibina Rav only asked it. You're making ice to keep food cold. The old ice chests he used to have. You know, they had no refrigerators in those days. Ice chests. But if you're going to make it, put it into your Coca-Cola, he thinks even the Chibina Rav would be makel. He quotes from many other posts. I think Halacha Lemaaseh said it's true. Using the ice machine, I think it's permissible. It's true, the Lama Tetz Malachas on page 370 says the problem. Because Yochol Lahafla Machona Miyad. Take ice, could start about, who says could? It could be true of his fridge, could. Doesn't matter, could, if it has to. That's what it's Mutter Halacha Lemaaseh. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll try to finish up tomorrow this Sukkah and maybe start the next Ma'amar Kovashi, we see out of the Shmai.